We are here today because we've been pushed to the point of putting our bodies on the line. Just say enough is enough.
It happened on the heels of Mayor Rahm Emanuel closing 50 schools in mostly minority neighborhoods. But these parents weren't about to let Walter H. Dyett High School become another name on that list.
We live in one of the most historic communities, African-American communities in the United States, with no open enrollment neighborhood high school. That is not our fault.
That's activist Jitu Brown with the Coalition to Revitalize Dyett High School. Back in 2012, the Chicago Board of Education began a three-year process to phase out Dyett High School, citing poor performance and declining enrollment. So Jitu Brown and 11 others began their hunger strike, refusing to eat any solid foods until their demands were met.
We are tired of our voices not being heard.
And for him and others, the Bronzeville School at 51st and St. Lawrence was more than a place to send teens for class. Its namesake carried the legacy of musician Walter H. Dyett. He taught and helped mold the careers of artists like Nat King Cole,
unforgettable,
Dinah Washington.
What a difference a day made.
And most of their contemporaries from Chicago. The Coalition to Revitalize Dyett High School worked with education experts to develop an idea for a new kind of school.
The proposal for Walter Dyett Global Leadership and Green Technology High School as the hub for a sustainable community school village.
With the hunger strike in full swing, the city worked with other groups to develop their own plan. They settled on Walter H. Dyett High School for the Arts.
What we heard was that there was this desire to ensure that students had the competencies and the skills that were required to be employable.
Veteran educator Beulah McLeod would become its principal.
And I'll never forget, my boss came upstairs and he said, "There's an opening for the principal of Dyett High School. I really think you should apply."
Today, cause tomorrow, man, you never know.
I also have to credit Leonard GLC Harris,
a two-time Grammy Award winner, known in part for songs he's written with his friend Kanye West.
And he was able to gather celebrities' support. And literally every week we were able to kind of like drop some sort of visual about how great the school was going to be.
With people like Oscar and Grammy Award winning singer John Legend.
I'm supporting the Walter H. Dyett School for the Arts. So send love to the school. Make sure you support it.
We had a video from Common saying people should enroll.
Yo, peace, y'all. It's Common. I just want to say the arts mean everything to me. It's one of the ways that I've been able to express myself.
The next step was to create an innovative curriculum. In steps billionaire businessman Howard Tubman.
Teaching kids to be entrepreneurs is very interesting right now. You know, nobody wants to be the CEO of General Motors these days. They want to be Zuckerberg.
The school went from 13 students in 2015 to 150 last year. A robust curriculum helped to keep students engaged. Principal Beulah McLeod.
Yes, we have advanced placement classes at the freshman level. Yes, we want to ensure that by the time students hit junior year, they can actually enroll in dual enrollment courses.
Serial entrepreneur and billionaire businessman Howard Tubman joined Dyett High School to teach the Eagle Entrepreneurship Program.
So we had about 9 classes. We focused on how do you tell a story? How do you make a business plan? We took a business that was an 1871 business, and we had each of the groups of kids create their own version of that business.
Usually I'm like goofy in class, but when I got in here, I found out that I had to work harder. So it made me more mature and more serious about my work.
This is why I say these aren't just business skills. These are life skills.
And even though their plan for a green technology school didn't pan out, those activists whose hunger strike kept the school's doors open still became a part of Dyett's success.
Jitu sometimes comes in to teach seminar classes at the school. He's all about leadership. He's all about teaching students how to find their voice about social issues.
And the students appreciate their sacrifice.
They sacrifice 25 days without eating, like, that's a real sacrifice. So it really makes me value my education. It really makes me appreciate it.
This fall, Walter H. Dyett High School for the Arts will begin the school year with 200 students. To listen to the full interviews from our series Hunger Strike, visit WGNRadio.com. I'm Domati Pongo, WGN News.